Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Lisa Hansen here with MC2 Real Estate and Land, inviting you to check out this 35-acre property at 201 Hidden Hills Road. Overlooking the serene Little Goose Valley, this beautiful home features 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, a chef's kitchen with granite countertops, large pantry, and a generous dining area. Did I mention the 3-car garage and large shop? With a recent price improvement, it won't last long. Call me, Lisa Hansen, 307-763-3964.
Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high-efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system, or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Please join us on Saturday, June 21st for the Bighorn Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake breakfast. It will be from 7 to 10 a.m. at the fire station in beautiful downtown Bighorn. This is our way of saying thank you for all the great community support we get throughout the year. That's the Bighorn Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake breakfast, Saturday, June 21st from 7 to 10 a.m. at the fire station in Bighorn. See you there.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
The open spaces, open views, family ranches, abundant wildlife, and clean rivers and creeks that surround us all are what make Sheridan County a place worth conserving. For nearly 20 years, Sheridan Community Land Trust has helped families conserve their land. Learn how SCLT can help your family conserve the land you love under the Land tab at SheridanCLT.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now from Sheridan Media News, this is Public Pulse.
Yeah, that's you.
Okay, yeah.
This more technical difficulties. Yeah, early in the morning.
We were almost doing a mic swap there for a second. Newstalk 930 KROE, Friday of Pulse. Friday the 13th. I always say
dun, dun, dun.
Jason Voorhees was not a killer. He was just misunderstood.
Right. I've noticed your shirt, yeah, by the way.
It is the Jason Voorhees dress shirt.
Yes.
You know, I'm often...
Celebration Day.
There's what? There's like 3 different reasons. In history, why everybody hates Friday the 13th, right?
Well, it's a bad number, right? Unlucky.
Yeah.
Thing that irritates me is you go to like some hotels, and it's like you get in the elevator.
They don't have
it's floor 12,
yep.
14, and you're like, 14, though, is 13. It's not like they just blocked off that level. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, even when you look it up, it says the superstition has roots in various historical and cultural events, including the Last Supper and the Knights Templars' arrest.
The 13 crystal skulls and the
been with all us the for things. A while. Yeah.
I don't know, gentlemen, if you guys remember this. I do very well, and my wife acted like I was crazy until I showed her. During the height in the early to mid-80s of the Friday the 13th saga, before it just got out of control and got horrible, they came out with a movie. It was kind of a spoof. It was called Saturday the 14th. If you have not seen it, I advise you to watch it.
I've never even heard of it.
If you think Spaceballs was a bad spinoff of Star Wars, wait till you see Saturday the 14th.
I loved Spaceballs, man.
I did too.
I saw it in theaters when I was a very, very little boy.
Part 2's coming out.
I know.
For real?
I know. Yeah. Saw that announcement, and Mel Brooks will be returning.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. Rick Moranis is coming out of retirement.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Pullman, which I believe that was his name, and his son will be in the feature.
2027.
So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And you, for everybody who, you know, loves Mel Brooks movies, which, come on, how can you not? This is pretty exciting news. I don't know what the heck happened. If, I don't know, Mel just finally saw a script that he liked or what, but
maybe
we're going for
Blazing Saddles too.
Can't do it without Gene. Let's just say
there will not be ever a Saturday the 14th too.
I'm looking up the movie post right now. It looks great because it's like Dracula is also a swamp thing.
Yeah. Yes. it is the worst movie you will watch in a long time.
It looks fantastically horrible.
It is.
When it comes to parodies, and Aaron, you're a storyteller. Ron, you're a storyteller. So when it comes to parodies, we've got good ones and bad ones.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Like when we look at it. But if you really think about what kind of shines as opposed to what's really rusty and bad.
Right.
If a parody sticks to basically one theme and doesn't go all over the place,
yeah,
then it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So let's look at like Airplane. Yes, they had multi cultural references through the whole thing, but they didn't go way off into the sidelines.
Right.
You know, they stayed in a lane and didn't confuse
the story. It was fantastic. I heard that they were going to remake that, and I'm like, don't.
Don't.
Just don't.
You can't remake that one.
No.
I mean, come on.
They're already doing Naked Gun.
Are they?
With
Liam Neeson.
But
Leslie Nielsen. Or they're going to do it with Liam Neeson. Okay, I see what you're saying.
But it's not a recreation. It's
like a extension.
It's like an extension. Yeah. He is his son.
Okay, I see.
And he took his father's job. And so, you know, maybe. Yeah.
The trailer it feels like they're kind of leaning into it a little bit because they do have a shot where there's a bunch of the police officers who are all sons of the former characters. One of them has a framed picture of OJ, and one of them's kneeling down. He's like shaking his head no. And I'm like, okay, maybe they're getting the vibe a little bit here.
Right.
So I think there's definitely a way you can do things right. And I saw an interview the other day, which was really fascinating. And it was with a filmmaker. I'm not going to say any names. But this filmmaker basically said, look, we've got so many people saying, why all the remakes? What is going on? Why are you guys doing
this? Yeah, did you run out of ideas?
No. They're playing on our nostalgia as boomers and X and even some millennials. The reason being is because the younger generations, they're streaming. They are moving away from the big movie theater format, and they're going more towards, like, you know, streaming services and they were getting into attention spans and stuff like that. And that's getting into studies that are being done now. But so they're trying to get us back into the
theater. To go to the theater.
Exactly.
I just had that discussion the other day. And I'm like, it's probably, 3 foot by 2 foot movie theater popcorn maker at our house. The huge screen TV. Great sound. And I can stream anything I want. And I can pause it to take the dogs out, or, you know, it's like it's become that thing where Blockbuster used to be this amazing store. You couldn't wait to go to Blockbuster Friday afternoon before 5 to try and get the good movies. Now it's just all the time.
But we got to remember, you know, and one more thing that I want to add to what you're talking about, and that's a lot of times, especially if a movie doesn't do well in theaters, boy, they'll get that up.
Oh,
on their streaming.
Yeah, it'll be like
soon as,
cause
it a
week
to make
after.
That money back,
yep.
Right? I need to make that money back at least. So if you just wait a little while, then you can watch it at the house.
But going to a movie theater is an experience.
That's the thing. Yes. Like when the second Top Gun came out.
There are some inconveniences. You know, you get the hacker behind you or, you know.
Stick to the floor.
Yes.
the flypaper floor. But when the second Top Gun came out, I was like, I have to see this in the theater.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just some that you have to go see in the theater.
But see, Bruckheimer gotcha, buddy.
I know.
That's nostalgia from the 1980s, because mm-hmm. we all remember how great Top Gun was. So let's do it, too. Let's bring back Matt.
I was not a fan of Top Gun.
But that's basically how they're trying to fill the theaters. And that's why you see, according to that one particular filmmaker, that's why you're seeing so many remakes, so many rehashes, because they're trying to play on the nostalgia of us as opposed to give someone who's not listening something new.
Right.
And when we have to realize, like, as we age, we can't be those people, you know, who are standing back going, oh, it was better in my day or anything like that. Things change. Formats change. Everything's going to adjust and change as we go forward with the advent of new technology, new streaming services, availability of media, things like that. And we can't, I feel, honestly, you just can't hang on to it because, you know, when moving pictures came out, everyone said they were better when they were still, you know, let it go.
But I'll play the devil's advocate to that argument. I think we have a generation now that are missing out on a lot because they don't go ride their bikes. They don't go for walks. They don't go swimming here, swimming there. They sit there and stare into their phones.
I would disagree.
When I was a kid, life was free. And now you're attached to a device that literally is controlling you.
I would agree with that. But I think it's a misconception that people are staying inside. If you want the truth.
But they are.
No. They're finding that people say, like in my daughter's generation, the big Gen Z, I think that's what they're called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're moving away from being attached to the phone. You want to know why? Because they grew up with it. It's the TV.
It's lost.
You and I were here during the whole development of it, right? The first phone my daughter got, she didn't get till she was, I think,
at least three.
No. 11, because she had to contact her mom. But even then, it was like a flip phone. There was no media on it or anything. So they're kind of, it's just a part of life to them now. It's nothing fantastic. And they're using media, you know, trying to become influencers or whatever, and getting outside more, traveling, doing things like that. They have found that the Gen Z and kind of the later millennials are looking more towards experiences in life as opposed to other pursuits. So, like, the career, you know, the whole get a family, settle down early. This generation is actually getting out more, traveling more. They want to see the world. They want to go to these places that they're seeing online. And so we, you know, the perception may be that, oh, they're always on their phones. Well, it's now just a part of who they are.
Only while driving.
That's also while, that's like, as somebody who is Gen Z, you do see a lot of people my age on devices as well. Like, that's also just kind of how we've grown up. That's where we get our information from. That's where we read from, all that sort of thing. But I've also used technology, like playing video games and whatnot, to meet my best friends in the whole wide world. Like,
right.
My best friends, I talk to literally every single day through playing video games. Like, that's how we do it. They live in Denver, but I talk to them every single day. I've met up with them before, but they're so far away. You know, I'm not going to meet with them every single day. So I talk to them while playing games or something like that. So it's never been more connected as well. Even though we're not, you know, riding bikes together or whatever, doing things outside, we're still, and I could be in the minority here, obviously, but we're still talking every single day.
You're not, because you've got organizations, you know, like the VFW, American Legion, things like that, that are really struggling right now. And the reason being is because people aren't going to these locations to meet and hang out.
Sure.
They're jumping on VR.
Right.
They're, you know, and you and I share that interest. And so that's what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So clubs and things like that are actually tending to kind of suffer a little bit because the social aspect of it is finding easier avenues, like James was saying, just being at home. I don't have to leave.
You
I
don't
can
have
fire
to go.
This up. We can go run around in this video game together for the next 4 hours and just talk and hang out while we're doing this. And so, like, the VFW really had to go through this major kind of reformatting to attract soldiers of my generation, even when we got home. Because a lot of us, they found we weren't going to the VFW because it didn't have what we wanted.
Sure.
As a generational right. thing. And we didn't want to change it because that's where our heroes go.
Right.
So you let them have that and we'll go do our thing. And the VFW is like, well, yeah, but still, guys, we need you to join in. You know,
you got
to
show up, man.
You got to be here or the organization itself isn't going to survive.
And tying it back into the movies as well is that's also kind of one of those social areas that you'll meet people with. But and I am in the minority for this in my generation. I enjoy going to the movie theater. I love watching movies in movie theaters just because it is an experience for me. However, as time has gone on, one, it's gotten a lot more expensive. Here, it's not, you know, it's stayed pretty consistent, but other places it's gotten a lot more expensive to go to movies, obviously, and it's the dollar is not as, doesn't go as far. It's harder to justify going and seeing a movie and experience. Also, not to mention, if you're going to a movie, it's kind of a gamble sometimes because you don't know if you're going to like it or not. So it's like a, I just spent $30 on something I don't even like.
And who's going to be sitting next to you?
Exactly, right. Yeah.
And you can't, if it's a new release and there are a lot of people in the theater, it's a crapshoot.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be 5 minutes in and be like, meh, I don't like it,
exactly,
and switch to the next movie.
You just drop $50.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I swear, I went to a movie recently, and I sat to the sickest person imaginable. They were coughing every couple of minutes, and I was like, please.
The coffer.
Yes.
I always get the coffer right behind me.
I just want to watch the movie.
Well, you get the guy.
He had meatloaf for dinner. I can smell that.
Last time we were at a movie, I don't even remember what it was, but guy's phone rings. And I mean, I would be horrified. Oh, I'm just that person I'd be scrambling for it. And he's like, yeah, I'm at the movies right now. Dude, what are you doing?
Rude.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Some people just don't know how to live in a community.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, that's the guy that should be sitting at home watching a movie.
Go stream it, bro.
Yeah. You seriously. Know? Answer your phone.
I will say, though, with the advent of technology and the loss of certain formats, there is a little bit of nostalgia and some heartbreak. And you brought up, like, the company Blockbuster. Or even just your local video rental place. What a great Friday night that was.
That was a good social experience. You bumped into people. You're like, I didn't know that person liked horror movies. Or, oh, my God, that goth over there is getting the love story. You know what I mean? It was like...
And it was a great way to vet movies, too. Because you go to reach for something, somebody's like, I just watched that. It wasn't worth it.
That one. Yeah. Or you talk to the kid behind the counter that watched everything and was like the aficionado. And
yes. One of the best things, you want to talk about nostalgia, was last summer we were over in Powell, and they still have an outdoor big screen drive-in theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I would love to go to one just to go to
one. Oh, it was so fun.
I used to go to the Dusk Till Dawn here when I first moved here. It was great.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, if nostalgia could keep something alive, man, you know.
Oh, it was so much fun. Sitting in the back of the truck, you know, had a couple chairs set up, hot dogs, you know, whatever. Ah,
that's
fantastic.
That's how I saw Star Trek IV.
Ah.
Was in a drive-in. Yeah. Nice. Down somewhere near Orem, Utah. It was just one of the coolest experiences
of my life.
That's
just fun.
It was fun.
And if you've never done it, you should.
All right, we got to get a break in. When we come back, we'll hit up the poll question for this week, the First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. Also, the Jackson Electric call-in lines are 672-5763, 674-4443, and 674-4444. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.
Plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home? wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
At Legacy Diamond and Gems, you'll discover a gemstone as rare as it is remarkable. Alexandrite, famous for its dramatic color change from emerald green in the daylight to ruby red in candlelight, Alexandrite is a stone of mystery, magic, and transformation. Sought after by collectors and romantics and anyone who is drawn to its mystery, Alexandrite is as dramatic as it is beautiful. Find your Alexandrite stone at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Oh baby, get your Metropolitan Opera on with the final live event of the season at the Wyo Theater. Don't miss Rossellini's Barber of Seville, a romantic comedy full of disguises, schemes, and unforgettable music. Broadcast live from the Met stage to the Wyo screen. Catch this HD screening tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Tickets are available now at the Wyo box office or online at wyotheater.com.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Emmy.
We are proudly representing the Bighorn High School Theater Department.
Our team has the opportunity to travel to Indiana to compete at the National Thespian Festival in June, and we are seeking funding to help us get there.
If you are able to help, please send any donations to Bighorn High School. If you have any questions, please call 674-8190.
Thank you so much for your consideration. We are looking forward to representing the Sheridan and Bighorn communities on the national stage.
This Father's Day, hit it out of the park with the Sheridan Troopers at Thorn Rider Stadium. Join them Saturday, June 15th for Little League Night as your Troopers take on the Casper Oilers in a doubleheader with games at 4 and 6 p.m. Little League teams will be recognized between games and invited to run the bases, so wear your jerseys and bring the whole family. Make it a Father's Day to remember this June 15th at Thorn Rider Stadium.
Welcome back to the Friday Pulse News Talk, 930 KROE. Ron Richter alongside Floyd Whiting and Aaron Linden, and we've got James Timberlake manning the controls. First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. When was the last time you visited the Shell Falls Interpretive Center? Of course, Shell Falls is closed for the year and probably next year as well, so that's kind of why we went with that. 57% said a few years ago, 23% said last year. 13% have never been to Shell Falls Interpretive Center, and 5% said earlier this year. I found it a little odd that 13% have never been
never
to Shell
been.
Falls.
Okay, ready?
You've never been?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You don't know what Shell Falls is? Really?
When I placed my vote, I didn't bother looking it up.
So you were I've never been there.
I've never, not only have I never been there, I've never heard of this place.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't. I intentionally, for the show, I didn't look it up. I didn't do any research. Yeah.
I'll tell you.
So what is it?
That drive. So it's on the other side, over by Grable.
Yes.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
It's fantastic. They have a cool overlook for it and on and on. Above Shell Falls is some killer fishing. But that road to get to Shell Falls, because it's just windy and twisty, especially on a motorcycle, oh, man.
It's nice.
It's fantastic.
Is this just a series of waterfalls?
It's just a big waterfall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of little, I don't know what you would call them, platforms where you can view it.
Yeah.
And
overlook areas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It's very nice. And the fact that it's closed is.
Why is it closed?
Safety updates.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they were having some issues.
Well, I can see that, especially if you've got platforms overhanging stuff.
But it's a shame, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, everything needs updated. I get that. But close it down entirely?
I thought they just updated so much of it, though. That's the thing, because it was closed for a while, and then they reopened it, and then now it's closed again. So I don't understand why.
It's a multi-phase project, Ron.
Of course it is.
You know, I'm gonna make an admission to you. Hope it doesn't get me in trouble, but we try to go to Yellowstone every year.
Yeah.
And even if we just drive through it, we always make sure to stop at least one spot, right? So we were in Yellowstone. We were near Old Faithful. And I decided, well, let's walk around the back where the crowd isn't going to be so congested. So we got back there and we're just kind of wandering around. And then all of a sudden I kind of realized, I think we're on a section of the boardwalk. We're not supposed to be.
Well,
and that's the thing of it was, is like the little cone or something had fallen. And I didn't notice until we were halfway. And then the boardwalk.
Like, why are we the only ones back here?
Well, it was damaged. And I was like, why haven't they cordoned this off? And then I turned around and I was like, oh, they did way back there. Look at where the cone's at. And so my wife like runs, you know, she like runs back. And I was like, no, man. We're too close. I got to go around the horn. So
yeah, right.
I just kind of jumped over and got out of there as fast as possible. But yeah, sometimes you just got to just seal the whole thing off and make sure that it's safe for everybody. We'll open up. It'll be a big grand opening and we'll get some attention.
So I'm one of the ones that was last year because we go over across the mountain quite often, especially like during the summer. And it's just a great spot to get out, stretch your legs. Yes. I mean, it's kind of like if you've seen it once, it's not changing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unless it's run off and it's like really blasting or something.
It's
still,
it's a good stopping
point. It's a great stopping point. Stretch the legs. Look at it like, nice. Yeah.
The old Chevy,
back in the car.
The old Chevy Chase.
Yeah, the old Chevy Chase. Yeah.
Well, now I got someplace
there
to go.
Yeah.
As soon as they open, I'm going to go over there and check it out.
It might not
I
be
I can
open
give you a whole list.
Until... I've heard that it may be closed through next year as well, so.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Like 2027 is when we're looking at a possible,
for real,
possible opening date?
For real.
Boy, I wonder what they're doing.
I don't know.
I don't know enough about actually what they're doing. I just heard safety.
They did not have a lot of information.
No.
Which leads me to wonder what is actually happening. But, you know, that's just.
They're paving the whole thing.
they're filling it in with concrete. It gotta be concrete falls.
Uh-huh.
There's a kind of a lesser known spot if you go back to Star Valley where I grew up. You just go up and see Intermediate Falls. And generally when you go up there, place is pretty busy, but you'll always see somebody you know.
Oh yeah.
Because it's not one of those things that they really push as like an attraction. And so when you do see a crowd of people up there, they're usually taken up there by someone who's like, hey, let me show you something really cool.
Right.
So that's why you generally see people that you know. Anytime anyone has any family coming to town or they go up there.
They're like, we got to go to the falls.
It's beautiful up there. It's absolutely amazing. But it's kind of one of Wyoming's little secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And they call it the spring itself only kind of bursts out every once in a while because of a natural geological formation inside the mountain. And they've got a little sign right there that basically explains why it does this. It fills up, it dumps out, it fills up, it dumps out.
Sure.
That's why it's called Intermediate.
Ah. Appropriately named.
Since Father's Day is Sunday, I wanted to invite the listeners to call in with the best advice they ever got from their dad.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
Well,
I don't,
Mr. Linden, what was the best
advice? I don't know that I can even say it.
You probably can't.
Can't.
If you got to think about it. Then.
So the euphemism for what a kid that isn't, you know, I guess acknowledged. We all know what those are. But he would tell me, he said, don't let the bees get you down.
Right.
Yeah.
And I it stuck with me forever because it was like no matter how much you're doing, there's going to be some naysayer out there. There's going to be the inglorious or a file.
Yeah. What did they say? Nobody like everyone loves a hero, but everyone really loves when a hero falls.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
But that just stuck with me because it'd be like you'd accomplish something, and there'd be some naysayer, and he's like, "Well, don't let the turds get you down."
Yeah.
And it really helped me to understand, like, there's always going to be that person out there. Well,
the
you
haters.
Know what? Too bad.
There's the haters. Haters.
Yeah. So it's like, man, so that was the greatest thing he ever told me.
Well, and I think that's a great piece of advice, man. You know, I was asked this question earlier this week to try to kind of have something to talk about, but I wasn't really raised on sage wisdom. It was more sharp criticisms.
Right. You know? So don't screw this up.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I've got a great relationship with my father. I love the man. I honor him. He's the smartest human being I've ever known in my life. Not his style to sit you down, you know, across a fire and give you some deep sage wisdom. You know, he'd look at you and go, well, mess that one up, didn't you? You know, like, okay, all right, yeah. So that's kind of how I came up.
Yeah, mine's very similar. My dad was Norwegian, didn't have a big lot of speaking points. He didn't really...
quiet people.
Didn't teach with words.
Yeah.
But the one thing I do remember when I was pretty young, and it was when he was in the North Dakota House of Representatives, and I asked him, why are you running for this? Why are you doing this, blah, blah, blah? And why are you, you know, because we had to be in a parade, and it was just, it was a horrible experience.
To a kid, that's an inconvenience.
It was fun, but then again, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I kind of asked him, you know, I was like 10 years old, and I asked him about it, and he's like, you know, because I ran once, and I'm running again, so I'm putting everything I have into it, and that's what you should do. If you're going to do something, do it well, do mm-hmm. it 100%, because it's your name on it.
Yeah.
It's your brand, so to speak.
Right.
So if you're going to half-ass things, then people are going to view you as a half-ass type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the best advice I got from my dad is if you're going to do it, make
good
an
advice,
attempt
though.
To do it. And the thing is, it's not always going to be the best. That's how, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but if you do your best.
Yes. Always
if
try.
If you do your best and there's still haters, don't let the turds get you down.
Yes.
I guess if, you know, if I were to really think about anything that I learned from my father, it's no matter what you do in your life, no matter how bad it gets, no matter where you're at, go to work.
Oh. Yeah.
That's it. Go to work. My entire life, I've kind of been all over the state, and even my father pointed out, you know, look, I never know where you're at or what you're doing 1 minute from the next. And that's true. I've had kind of a chaotic, colorful background. But every time I'd call him or he'd call me, first thing out of his mouth, what are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Are you working? Where are you working? Life is work. My father's 80 years old.
He's still working.
He will never, ever retire. Never. He has told me that. Retirement kills you. Bottom line.
I don't disagree. Yeah. If you do retire, you got to stay busy.
Yep. Go to work.
Got to do stuff.
So I guess that's my one thing that I really learned from my father. And I'd have to say that, yeah, that's the lesson I learned from him. Because even just this past weekend, I was talking to my daughter, and she was thinking about, you know, going back to school again and getting things, that ball rolling. But even then, I was like, have a job.
Mm.
Go to work.
Right.
Yeah, we're Whitings. That's what we do. You just work. Doesn't matter what you're doing.
As long as you're working.
As long as you're doing.
All right, so we got to get a break in. If you'd like to call in on the Jackson Electric lines, they're 674-4443, 674-4444, and 672-5763. And we've got the first Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. We did lose a caller. If you're out there, caller, give us a call back. We'll get you on as soon as we come back from the break. When was the last time you visited the Shell Falls Interpretive Center? And also, if you want to tell us the best advice you received from your father, News Talk 930, KROE Sheridan.
From the simplest to the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Hi, this is Chad with the Tongue River Valley Community Center. We're excited to bring back the Missoula Children's Theater this summer for a week-long residency theater camp. Auditions are Monday, June 16th at 10 a.m. at Tongue River High School, with performances Friday evening and Saturday afternoon. To register, call 307-655-9419 or visit trvcc.org. Camp is June 16th through the 21st. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to shine on stage with the Missoula Children's Theater, and the best part, it's free.
The SCLT Backyard Barbecue is back
Wednesday, June 25th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Big Goose Natural Area. Enjoy live music from Tris Munsick, barbecue, games, face painting, trails, and more. Don't miss the raffle with epic prizes like a Telluride vacation or a scenic discovery flight. Your $1 ticket turns into $2 for SCLT. It's free fun for everyone. Thanks to Eliason Financial and First Federal Bank and Trust. Sign up today at SheridanCLT.org.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Branded 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit Branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
Moss Holders wants you to begin sleeping better this summer. So right now, every mattress is on sale. Stop by the 18,000 square foot showroom and test our wide selection of Beautyrest and Serta mattresses and feel which ones give your body the utmost comfort. After selecting your favorite mattress, customize your comfort with discounts on high quality pillows, sheets, adjustable foundations, and more. Every mattress in every size and all bedding is on sale. That's Moss Holders Mattress Sale going on now. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
This is Joe Hando of Hando Service Center, and I absolutely credit Gene Sterling and Sheridan Media for the ongoing success of my business. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't stop and say that they love my radio ads on Sheridan Media. What I appreciate is knowing that as a small business owner, I am just as important as the big guys, and maybe even more. My radio ads have won awards, in turn brings me new business. So thank you, Gene, and thank you, Sheridan Media. Good folks doing good business.
Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE. Would like to hear the best advice our listeners got from their dad growing up, or even today. You know,
yeah, right.
I get better advice from my father now than I did when I was growing up, because it was very similar, Floyd, to you. It was.
Why are you doing that instead of this is what you should do?
Yeah, because he was a little out of touch. You know what I'm saying? You know,
you should have seen the day I told my dad I was joining the Army, man.
Oh,
it's the only time I ever saw him hit a table.
Really?
Yeah. He served in the military so I wouldn't have to.
Oh.
And he wasn't happy.
No?
No.
You'd think he'd be proud of that.
Well, later he was.
Yeah, okay.
You know, much later he was. You got to realize, when I joined the Army, April 2001. Mm-hmm. So when I got home, that's when everything went sideways.
Right.
Before then, you know, it was just joining the Guard, going to go have some fun with the guys on the weekends. It's going to be great.
Until
the entire world changed.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, he's like, yeah, you did the right thing. This is exactly what you were supposed to do. So, yeah. And, you know, he didn't eat crow or anything. He just said, yep, okay, good choice.
Yeah. Timing.
Mm-hmm. Timing.
All the timing. So what are you doing Father's Day weekend-y stuff, calling the old man, saying, hey, happy Father's Day?
Yeah, I'll call the old man, say the words, and he'll ask me why I'm not at my niece's wedding.
So it still resonates today.
No, yeah.
Why'd you mess that up?
No, the old boy's been who he is since he was 40 years old. He ain't changing.
Right.
I mean, come on. No. Yeah. No, but, you know, you learn to hear what he really means.
Sure,
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. You hear through the words.
This is how he loves you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This, because he doesn't do it to anybody else.
I don't even think I can call my dad this weekend, because he's going to be out in the boonies fly fishing without me.
Doing what fathers should be doing, man, on Father's Day.
He doesn't have a pager?
Ring up the satellite phone. My brother and my nephews rented a cabin way up the Gunflint Trail, which is in way northern Minnesota. It's like 30 miles from Canada.
Up there by Duluth and Bemidji.
Oh, way further up north than Dare. Yeah, you know.
North.
Yeah. taking the boot out on the leak.
You Minnesota people.
I know.
It is gorgeous.
It is absolutely.
It is.
When that's where 10,000 lakes came from, yes, essentially, yeah. Because like the Boundary Waters canoe area is phenomenal. Fishing's great. I mean, you can look down in some places 30 feet.
Yeah.
The water's that clear. Yep. And you can be like, I want that fish. I mean, it's they're going to have a blast. But it's so far out. I don't think that there's cell phone service up there.
Yeah, that's a very remote area.
So, if you're listening, happy Father's Day now. If you're listening online. Yeah. But that's what I should do.
Ron, what are you going to do for Father's Day?
Probably call my dad. That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing out of the...
Nothing crazy.
No. We'll probably spend some time with the in-laws, you know.
Well, that's
my
nice.
Wife's
yeah.
dad, and, you know, yeah. all that. And
I'm going to be cleaning in a closet. I've gotten...
nothing says. That's very Hallmark Father's
I know,
Day.
Right? It's just, it's... I've gotten so much stuff now that me and the wife are just looking at our place and we're like, we're stacking stuff on top of stuff. On top of other stuff. Yeah. And so it's just every once in a while, boy, you just got to go through and purge, you know? And everything, we're like little mini hoarders. I think all of us have got that
yeah.
in us because we're like, well, I can't get rid of that. Especially.
I've gotten really good at that, though. Just going, hey, you know what? I don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, and see,
and I don't like throw it away. Like I'll take it to like one of the thrift places, whatever. So I'm like, somebody
can
use
this. Someone's gonna
yeah.
get.
Yeah,
I agree.
Some other hoarder can have.
Some other hoarder can
Floyd
keep
can
this
pick up. It up when he's dropping the other stuff off.
Oh, don't say that, man. Don't say that.
I'm just gonna bring it here. Just set it on his desk.
Floyd, there you go, buddy.
Here you go, buddy.
No, but yeah, I totally agree with you. And I was telling my wife the other day. I said, you know, you're really part of a community when you start seeing your stuff in the secondhand store.
Right.
You're like, now I'm ingrained.
Or you see somebody downtown, you're like, that's my shirt.
I wore that to the Bon Jovi concert.
You can't get rid of a nostalgic Bon Jovi shirt.
See, and that's the thing is everything, especially if, you know, you're kind of sentimental like I am.
Right.
I've throughout my life, because of that colorful past that we were talking about, I've either lost or gotten rid of a household of stuff 4 or 5 times. And, you know, at one point in my life, in 2008, I had 2 duffel bags and a Jeep.
Just a rambling
and
man.
That was it, buddy. And it was fun.
I was going to say, I mean, sometimes simplistic
yeah.
is a little nicer.
And it was.
The minimalist.
Yeah.
Way
of
life.
Yeah.
And it was nice. It was nice to be able to do that stuff.
Got the one hotel picture on your wall?
Yeah. Well, when Emmy,
some family that came with a frame.
When Emmy came to visit when we were dating, she came over from Minnesota and visited me in the house, and she, you know, there was like a handful of pictures on the wall, and she's like, "I'm not gonna live like this."
Yeah,
and
right.
I was like, well,
right.
you could do whatever you want with the house, which was fine by me because I'm not an interior decorator. So she did. It's just you accumulate these things slowly over time. You know,
you like I've got the beanbag chair and the Xbox. It's fine.
I was gonna say you're the classic embodiment of the always the joke about male living spaces where it's like a lawn chair,
now,
one TV, and then hooked up to a console, and you're like, this is perfect.
That's it.
I don't need anything
that's
else.
That's all a man needs, James.
There you go.
But I will say I was a little more than that. I'm actually incredibly domesticated. You know.
Thank you to Emmy.
Well, yeah.
Well, this was.
If you were left to your own devices, I'm not.
I don't understand. This lawn chair does exactly what I need.
But you guys got to realize I was a single father at the time.
Oh, right.
So I had a teenage daughter. So, you know, her friends and her need someplace to hang out and kick it. So I had a really nice couch. And we have what we call like the daddy chair, which is the lazy boy that dad always sits in. And
that the lazy boy sits yeah. in.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, I was, you know, domesticated. You walk in the house and... The pictures that I had up were like me and my kid, you know, and then my parents. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, for all the empty nesters out there, there's something I miss about that. Because I would, you know, I don't have a wife to go do anything with, and Katie's got her friends in the bedroom, so I'm basically sitting there playing video games all weekend long, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like,
the giggling and the laughing, and the storm comes out of the bedroom, and it just kind of hurricanes around the house, and it's giggles and names being yelled over each other, and then all of a sudden crinkles of bags and plates and microwaves going and dings and fridges being slammed, and then all of a sudden that just all kind of storms back to the bedroom, and the door shuts and it's silent. And then you hear a fork like fall onto the floor, and you're like, what the heck
was that? What is happening?
You know, but it's those things that I have come to miss.
Sure. Right.
You know, as the kid grew up and she headed down to college. And so, yeah.
It's, now it's Emmy now just coming out of the room in a whirlwind tizzy.
Oh, yeah. Saying, if you touch that AC one more time, I'm going to kill you. That woman gets 1 degree too hot, and she changes.
It's over.
She transforms.
Ooh.
Yeah. She'll go through a Jekyll wall and turn Hyde. The AC back on. Yeah, you betcha.
Ooh. Don't touch it.
I don't mess with it anymore. A lot of guys talk about how they're the ones who manage the thermostat. Not in my house.
No. Me either, honestly.
I'm going to keep my fingers.
Well, I do.
Ooh.
I do. Well, not
He's the
always.
Iron fist.
There's times where... Because she's always cold, I'm always warm, and it's like turning on the ceiling fan, and it's, you know, 65 degrees, and I'm like, it's starting to cool off in here. And she's over there in her
Sarah's over there going, yeah. You could hang meat in here. I can see my breath.
The puffy winter coat, eating dinner with the puffy winter coat and beanie on.
She's got her hood over top of all of it.
Hey, you know.
Can we just have one more piece of coal for the fire?
Yeah, right.
Please, sir. Please, sir. Ebenezer Scrooge back there.
The kerosene lamp going.
Runs in a kiddie pool with ice in it.
I do, man. I'm a warm individual. Well, so.
See, it's completely reversed for her and I. After my little trip overseas and I came home, before I was the guy who ran around in like a tank top in the middle of winter. And everyone's going, where's your coat?
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, I'll get one when I need one. After that whole experience, I can't do it, man. Ugh, can't do it. So spring's good. Best temperature in the world, 69 degrees.
Mm.
That's like the perfect temperature for a human being, in my opinion.
See, it doesn't matter. It can be August. We'll be sitting in the house, and it's not cold. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Kranz has the sweater, the blanket, covered in Frenchies. Like,
yeah, yep.
And I'm kind of, you know, one little bead of sweat coming down. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
Yes. This is okay. I'm fine.
I'm like, if we're going to get cold, let's do it. Let's see how cold you can get that AC to run.
Yeah.
You know? Will it go down to 32?
Well, I'll tell you what. Like the one that we have at the house, it's one of them window mounted units, you know. But when she moved in, there was nothing to begin with. I just kind of endured, you know, 82, 83 degrees in the house.
I can't sleep like that.
No.
I can't be like that.
I can't sleep in that. There's no way.
It's the tricks. And she still tells this story at every family gathering. The tricks that we used in the desert, I was using when I was living by myself. You
just
know?
Covered in ice packs?
Well, so... standing in front of the freezer?
Well, like...
sleeping in the refrigerator?
Taking the super cold neck wrap.
Yeah.
Right.
That actually does help.
Wrap that around me. And man, I can sit there and play video games in just about any
that does help.
Temperature. And all I got to do is just cool down certain blood vessels and I'm good to go. And so when she came to visit, that's what I did. And she's like, if you want me to move here, this is not how you're going to handle
it. She's like, the devil is sitting on the couch. It's so hot.
Yeah. And he's in a sweater.
And she was like, why do you have a mini fridge next to your lawn chair? The fridge is right there.
Not feasible.
I don't want to get up.
Not feasible, Floyd.
It's 20 feet to the kitchen.
It's too far.
See, I liken mine to, I attribute it to, I grew up in a house with air conditioning, but my dad was like, don't you turn that air on. It's not, you know.
It's expensive, yeah.
But my mom would always go over and turn it on. But I grew up in the basement. My bedroom was in the basement, so it was always 5 to 8 degrees cooler than upstairs. you know, because it was 8-foot walls and yada yada. So it was always cold, no matter what. Even if the AC wasn't running, I was cool. And so now it's like, if it's like 73, 74 in the house, I'm like dying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Just melted into a puddle over in the corner.
Yes, I'm like, no, I can't handle this.
But you love to be outside riding your bike during the heat.
That's different though. It's when I'm indoors in a controlled environment, I have to be cool. If I'm outside, I don't care. I'll sweat like a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when we were overseas, a very tropical climate. I mean, we were like a couple hundred miles from the equator.
Humidity.
Oh. Yeah. And we'd be out all day. I mean, like from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. kind of thing. And when we would come back to the hotel, I wanted it cold.
Yep.
Because I just wanted that reprieve of away from heat and humidity, which I love when I'm out in it. But then come home, take a shower, get ready for bed, whatever. She's like, well, we could just leave the door open. I'm like, no, we can't.
Not in this lifetime.
I'm just like, no, I, at some point, especially sleeping, I got to have it comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I'm the kind of guy in the winter anyway, I don't use blankets. I sleep hot.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's southern heat, though. Holy goodness.
Oh, you get that far.
Yeah. Thanks to the military. I've had to do, some time in the South. And my gosh, I don't know how those folks make it, man.
New Orleans, whew, yeah, the most humid I'd ever. And those people are like bone dry, and I was literally just like drenched, just standing there, mm-hmm. and they're bone dry, and they just laugh at you because they're like, hey, tourist.
It's yeah, like right. Exactly. Yeah, they're completely acclimatized to it.
Yep.
It's like you're walking through a pool.
Oh, seriously, but when we were over in Thailand, you would go in the ocean, and you would come out, and there was no difference.
Yeah.
Between
you're not drying off.
No.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know what that is. The Army gives you these little tiny brown towels that are, you know, they're small, and they just expect you that this is all you need. And we were in New Orleans for a month, and oh man, get out of the shower. And
yeah, you're wet all day. It's over.
Best of luck to you. Put the uniform on wet because that's how you're going to spend.
But you know what? Minnesota was kind of like that in the summer. That was very humid.
Floyd, that was after Katrina too. So you were. Yeah, out of the shower and then wading into
water. Oh, buddy. It wasn't, it wasn't just...
The cryptic stench.
See, and there you go. What a lot of people don't understand is when you emergency evacuate a city, nobody's taking all the meat in the freezers.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody's going in and removing all the food from the grocery stores. And this is...
Garbage isn't getting picked up.
Man, this is New Orleans. This is not... a neighborhood. This is a major metropolitan area. And so that whole city for months, and I haven't been back, but holy cow, man.
You probably don't want to.
No, yeah, there's nowhere you could stand.
Well, and the other thing is too about Katrina, really quick Katrina, New Orleans, is all of their cemeteries, because they're below the the sea level, they're all above ground.
Yep.
So once it gets hot, the stench starts to carry.
No thanks.
It is kind of cool though.
There's so much history down there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's what I
it's
do like.
It's incredible, man. It's,
the French Quarter is
it's
something to see.
I'll tell you this. If you haven't been there, you should go.
I will return there one day, because the only time I truly got to see that city was in a state of emergency.
Mm.
And I'd like to see it alive.
Right.
Right.
You know, because I hear other people's
replace
stories.
Replace those memories.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
That's going to do it for this week. Thanks, gentlemen.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes, happy Father's
Day. Happy Father's Day, guys.
And get out and enjoy the nice weather. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Sheridan. News Talk 930 KROE.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system. Or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair.
commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Oh, summer's here. Time to get your car ready for summer driving. Midas can help with everything from oil change to tires, steering and suspension, air conditioning, check engine lights. It's your one-stop shop for all things cars and trucks. This month, get free digital inspection when you bring your car to Midas and a voucher for $20 off any detailed service from Sheridan Auto Spa. Plus, special savings on brakes and struts. Get your car cleaned up and running great inside and out at Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Looking to start a business or take your hobby to the next level? Synergy Shop of Maniums is the answer. Need a toy box for your classic rods? Business location that needs parking and easy access for van or truck traffic? Got a service like taxidermy or sporting goods that need a storefront, counter, and storage in the back? Synergy Shop of Maniums are customizable spaces designed for trades, small businesses, and your hobby dreams. High ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly build-ins. Located near everything. Reserve yours at Sheridan Realty Associates.
This is Ed McIntosh with your song requests on Classic Country Sunday. We're live from 8 until noon every Sunday on KWYO Sheridan.